Concerning the ongoing fires, Governor Newsom showed a graph which laid out in acres the largest wildfires in California's history for the last 90 years. To put it in perspective, the fires from the year 1932 to 1999 took up only about a sixth of the governor's pie chart. The fires from 2000 to 2019 took up roughly half. 2020 alone took up the remainder, around a third of the chart. Newsom said that it was hard to miss the pattern.
You'll see a very large red part of the pie representing the August complex, which is now the largest in California's history. It makes up more than all of the fires that occurred between 1932 and 1999. You can see the blue, what has occurred since 2000, just in a decade, the number of fires, and of course this year with the unprecedented number of wildfires here in the state of California. If that's not proof point, testament to climate change, I don't know what is.
The August complex fire recently broke 1 million acres. It is currently 54% contained. There are currently 23 major fires burning over 4 million acres across the state. Newsom said that dealing with the North Bay glass fire was one of the state's highest priorities. In the last week, that fire has grown from 11,000 acres to 65,000 acres and has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of residents of the Napa-Sonoma wine country. Newsom said that while the glass fire continues to be a significant problem, the situation is improving.
Some progress on containment, 30%, which is encouraging. What's also encouraging is more favorable weather conditions, more seasonable weather now, later in this week, not the above average temperatures that have occurred. We also were able to withstand some larger wind events over the course of the last number of days, and that's primarily one of the reasons you'll see the large spread in total number of acreage. But progress being made nonetheless on the glass fire remains one of our top priorities.
Regarding COVID, Newsom said that counties around the state continue to make good progress in working their way through the tier system. Under the current rules, every county in the state is assigned a tier based on its test positivity and adjusted case rate. As COVID numbers improve, counties move up the tiers, and each tier allows for looser COVID restrictions. There are currently four tiers, with purple being the most impacted and restricted, then red, then orange. Yellow is the highest tier and allows most indoor businesses to reopen, but it requires a positivity rate of less than 2%. Currently, there are only three counties that have managed to reach yellow, though Newsom said more counties should join them as early as this week. Newsom said that conditions are improving and counties need to be patient.
Tomorrow, Dr. Galley will update you, as he does every Tuesday, with a status list. There'll be a number of new counties moving into yellow, a number of new counties moving into red and orange. Again, progress in the county tiered status continues. I know it's stubborn for some, and I know some counties want to see it move more quickly, and we do as well. But that's determined not by whims. It's determined by data. It's determined by information that's garnered on the basis of case rates and positivity rates in the framework we put out now a number of months ago.
At the same time, Newsom said that while California has been making progress, vigilance is still required, as there appears to be growing evidence of a global resurgence of the coronavirus.
We have made progress here in the state of California with stable case rates, but you're starting to see an increase in COVID-19 cases all across the country. In fact, as of this morning, 21 states have seen an increase in transmission rates of COVID-19. We're seeing this, by the way, not just across the country. You're seeing this increasingly around the world. Take a look at the headlines in France out of Paris today, what's happening in the United Kingdom, what's been happening in Israel, what Germany is projecting and concerned about. And this is the second wave.
Meanwhile, Newsom also named Judge Martin Jenkins as his nominee for the state Supreme Court. Jenkins briefly played professional football before beginning a career in law and currently serves as Newsom's judicial appointment secretary. If appointed, Jenkins would be California's third black and first openly gay state Supreme Court justice.
Over a distinguished career that spans more than four decades, Judge Jenkins has worked at every level of our vaunted legal system. A civil rights attorney, a county prosecutor, a municipal superior, and federal court judge, and appointed by President Bill Clinton. Somehow, we were able to lure him out of a well-deserved retirement at the beginning of my administration to serve as Judicial Appointments Secretary, where he's helped me elevate some of the most able and diverse legal minds ever assembled to the California bench. And now his career culminates in a seat on the California Supreme Court.
If appointed, Jenkins will fill the vacancy created by Associate Justice Ming W. Chin, who is retiring. I'm Scott Bobo, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.